Sunday, Monday, Corey days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Corey days. Corey Day, what a day for YouTube. This content is out. Scoop along with me those Corey days. No scoops. Welcome to the Steel Wars Hyper Chat. It is Thursday, the 16th of September, 2021, and it is one of those Corey days.
It is.
Corey Van Dyke, how you doing, buddy?
Just anxiously awaiting Star Wars Visions.
Anxious? Why are you anxious, buddy?
You know, just anxiously awaiting it. It's going to be a great time.
Okay. Now, admittedly, I am projecting because I have done nothing to my background for this entire time I've moved house. And it is on the cards. But Corey, you have gone above and beyond. At least mine is like neat. You've got a pole, a rack with two or three figures, and a wire hanger.
Yeah. Is that in the frame?
Yeah, as your green screen.
Right. I can reach into the green screen.
Okay. All right. You probably left it up there because you were so anxious about Visions. Do you know what is so weird? Because of where your seating is, I feel like I'm short in comparison.
You do look a little short, yeah.
I keep wait, can I make myself? Oh, look at that. All right, I never really have height anxiety, but it just kicked in then. I didn't like that at all.
I don't know what you have behind you that's in red. The writing in red, I can't tell.
It says Melbourne.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Because it always looks like a bit of a horror film right next to you every time I see you. Just this red.
Dude, that pole behind you with the shadow, that is far more horror film ific than my little humble skateboard.
I suppose.
Devish in the chat says I'm still shorter. Hey, buddy, I'm okay now. I think it was more I didn't take up enough of the screen. Like there was so much. Anyway, this is fascinating for the audio listener. Now, hey, kind of light on Star Wars news. We've got some things to talk about. We've got a Kenobi lightsaber reveal user.
Yeah.
Care of Ash Crozen. Oh, I'm not sure if I'm streaming to Periscope today or Twitter. Because I got locked out of my Twitter account today because my Chrome, the web browser thing, it just kept logging into it. So I think it thought I was crazy and I needed to be stopped. But anyway, a bit of Star Wars adjacent news. We haven't heard much about Ahsoka.
Yeah, that's true.
But do you know what Ahsoka's been up to?
I do. I saw it.
Oh, you've seen it already?
Yeah, I saw it last night.
Oh, damn it. all right, I'll get it on screen. And if this just gets edited out because we get copyright infringement, but we've got Rosario Dawson at an AEW wrestling Dynamite live show. And she's on a show with Cody Rhodes, one of the wrestlers, and one of his arch rivals is in the ring. And she jumps in over the barricade.
She's stepping up to Malachi Black.
You got
to
get somebody out there right now.
No, you're right.
This guy's unhinged.
No, he is unhinged. She.
That's, I think, JR, the commentator, when he says this guy's unhinged, was talking about you when they didn't show Ahsoka in that trailer that time.
1,000%.
Very unhinged. It was, a bit desperate, really.
Please.
Yeah, a bit desperate. Anyway.
Stepped in, but you're right, Punk. Someone needs to get out there in a hurry. Oh!
Whoa! Okay.
And then Cody Rhodes is coming down in the audience. And then Ahsoka Tano jumps on his back.
Hearing Malachi. Malachi Black.
And Cody Rhodes right there.
Here he comes.
Oh, boom. Big right hand.
And then Avengers.
Yeah, I see. I saw people on Twitter last night talking about how Ahsoka had entered WWE, and so I didn't know what was being talked about, and then I assumed that it was going to be like a cosplayer or something that jumped in the ring as Ahsoka, but then no, it's Rosario herself. Guess they're not shooting the Ahsoka series. Instead, they're doing WWE. That's
what. Well, it's not WWE. It's AEW. It's like calling Star Wars Star Trek.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, WWE is a type of wrestling, brand. Okay. As Star Wars is a brand of pop culture.
Yes.
Got it. So just get your terminology right there, buddy. Okay. What's been happening, Corey? What Star Wars things you've been doing this week?
Nothing this week. No Star Wars shenanigans this week, honestly. Trying to think if there's anything exciting. We're in that weird like off season where there's barely any news. I know there was something funny that happened on, I think it was Monday. There was something going around Reddit that said there was going to be a Boba Fett trailer. And everyone was waiting during the halftime game for football.
Really?
On Monday. Yeah. And
wow, it must have picked up much steam. If I, it didn't even.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah, not really, but there was like, yeah, not too many people were talking about it, but there was like, I remember thinking like, okay, well, if this guy in Reddit is saying that, this will make him legit or not. And so I waited just in case to see, no, there was no Boba Fett trailer. I did get these, Aubrey got these like Mandalorian pops. So I put them up right there.
Oh, that's very nice. So you actually watched the Monday Night Football?
Oh no! I tracked it like throughout the game.
Ah, okay.
Halftime would appear. So we, yeah, Aubrey and I.
How did you feel when nothing, like there was no trailer?
I'm majorly checked right now.
Okay, fair enough.
For sure. No, I didn't think there would be, especially because there was a Hawkeye trailer on Monday. So I didn't think they would drop two at once. But yeah, I mean, so we Aubrey and I reviewed these Mando pops. So I got to edit that. That's really the only Star Wars thing we did this week. Okay. I don't think. Well, is it Thursday? Yeah.
It is Thursday. It's so weird to have, I don't have any Disney Plus go-tos at the moment.
I've been watching What If.
Yeah, I watched the first couple, and then I just started thinking, what if I didn't watch it? And I'm exploring that multiverse right now.
Amazing.
I just didn't feel the need to watch it again. So
I like, who needs Reddit when the actors of all the different Star Wars shows are telling us who they are?
All right. Let's go to that. Love the segue. Our old buddy, Ash Crozen, who's now over at Screen Rant, ranting. I don't think she'd rant. I always find it weird when like people name a website and they're already upset.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, they already know that watching these films is going to make them furious as they put together this website, screenrant.com. There's like furious fanboys. It's like, why are you already angry? You know what I mean? Just chill out. Just see how it goes. Screen opinion later, but calm. Anyway, she's at Screen Rant.
It sounds very angry. A lot of angry websites.
But she's already kicking goals. She was had a wait there. I just want to make sure I get the sound on here. She was great at Entertainment Tonight. You know, doing interviews with people that are going to be in Star Wars, and then sneaking in a little Star Wars question. And she hit pay dirt with this one. She is interviewing Sung Kang for, this was news to me, the Fast 9 director's cut.
Oh. Love it.
Can you hear this?
Ewan McGregor back.
Yeah.
Hayden Christensen back. Like, that's...
You know what it means to me?
Yeah.
As a kid, as like an eight-year-old kid, eight to probably 13, I'm a little embarrassed to admit 13, but...
It's okay.
I used to go... My favorite... It's not a holiday, but my favorite holiday is Halloween.
Corey's like, I got way more embarrassing things than that, buddy. Let's talk about my 50 Ashley Eckstein autographs.
Right. I used to.
So he finds it funny as well. It's very endearing.
Dress up in the cheap, like Kmart, like plastic Halloween costumes, mm-hmm. like Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader, almost every single day from 8 to 13 years old. My friends would. And I would play pretend. We would make our own lightsabers out of, like, you know, toilet paper, like centers and stuff like that, you know, and paper towel, like cardboard.
I do like the continuity that when you see him move in the foreground, you see his shoulder do the same movement.
Continuity.
That's movie magic. They didn't just film this. This isn't two different things they filmed at separate times.
Right.
They got two cameras in. They spared no expense. Because of the shoulder. You watch. What are the continuity?
Forward, right?
Yeah.
And to be able to be on set and, you know, and see Darth Vader and see, like, the Star Wars universe in front.
All right. To see Darth Vader.
Mm.
So that's one little bombshell.
I mean, just as a fan, like, to be able to be part of that history is pretty amazing.
And I love that Ash is just sort of nodding along, just like, yeah, just keep saying stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just going to let you keep going. And,
yeah, the minute he drops Vader, that's interview gold at that point. Just keep going.
And it just gets better.
You know, I kept pinching myself to go, how did I end up here? Right. And and my character has a lightsaber to go, wow, this is, I'm actually not a toy, right? It's actually the real thing, right?
Yeah.
So pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Her face is just like, this is going to play really well on the internet. The internet will love this. So
wow.
He's
been the most talkative, I think, out of any of the Kenobi cast so far. I feel like every week there's something new about him talking about being in a scene with Vader or this and that. Yeah.
And as there's a Screen Rant article about the video, and that also comments on how there's a rumor that he's going to be playing the fifth brother.
Mm.
So an Inquisitor. So have you done something to my sound, Corey? I can now hear.
No, but I do hear a little bit of a little bit of interference on your end.
Okay. Hopefully that's gone. But so you could weave together that the fifth brother is going to be chilling with Vader. In at least a scene, which is, it just sounds like one of those toy photographers' little scenes that they make up and post on Instagram.
Yeah. I mean, it would make sense. I do wonder if there's ever going to be an official casting announcement for them or like about, well, I know that, well, for their characters rather, if that's just going to be something they're going to wait on. Cause he's pretty much told everyone.
Looking at his face, it could come off super goofy.
Mm.
But
yeah, not a character I ever thought would really translate well into live action. So that's going to be interesting to see if that's the case or not.
The I guess the one weirder character from these cartoons would be Zeb. If they did a live action Zeb,
I feel like that would have to be motion capture. That would be.
No, CGI.
Yeah.
Mm. But so if he is that, and if he has one of them, imagine, right? Opening scene of Kenobi. The only thing we know is Vader's in a scene with the fifth brother.
Right.
Right. So this is the opening scene. Okay. They just spoiled the opening scene. Just work with me on this, right? And then Vader goes, go find Kenobi. And he goes, yes, okay, I'll do that. And then exterior shot of Vader's castle. Bang. They heli-saber off, and I am left just to weep, really. So I feel like maybe the heli-saber might be left out of the proceedings, but I'd be a big ask if it wasn't.
That's the one thing. The minute rumors of Inquisitors came up, I was like, just don't do the twirling thing and we're good.
But that's sick that he's so pumped for it.
Yeah.
That is quite delightful. Now, I know a few of the things that people were talking about in the chat. I think it was Devesh maybe mentioned that James Newton Howard reveals Lawrence Kasdan is directing a 6-episode docu-series about George Lucas and ILM. Getting this off the StarWarsNews.net, and it says, my friend Larry Kasdan, this is on a podcast, The Score. My friend Larry Kasdan is directing a 6-part documentary on George Lucas and ILM, which is amazing. I've scored it pretty much. It's in the box, Corey. But which box? Is this in the Disney Plus box, or do you know anything about this?
Mm-mm. Yeah, I mean, I that sounds interesting, I guess. Yeah, Lawrence Kasdan.
It's a bit old school for you. This, even though you've got your Empire 40th anniversary, I feel like you've had your fill of early 80s ILM sightseeing.
Yeah, I think original trilogy has been kind of used over and over again for things. So, yeah, I'm kind of ready to move past all that. But that's exciting, you know, cool for like. Lawrence Kasdan's an interesting guy, so it'll be interesting to see his take on everything.
It says here on StarWarsNews.net that a distribution company has not been confirmed, so who knows where it's going. But the one good thing, even though it might not be talking about a topic that you're particularly interested in or a bit burnt out in, new George Lucas interviews are always interesting.
Definitely, yeah. Yeah, I mean, do you think they would be new or just old ones?
They've got to be new. He knows him pretty well.
Yeah, that would be cool. That'd be really cool.
So there is that. And I was going to I can't go to that anymore because I don't have Twitter access. Just about those new Funkos, there was this video that I retweeted, and they look cold. Wait, I'll see if I can I just go to my Twitter account.
New Funkos.
Right there.
I'm not sure what you're talking about. Oh, I think I do actually. Oh, we should talk about, did we talk about it last week? The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
We talked about that. You were so happy.
Actually, as we're talking, I need a post about how we're 70 days away from that. I'm very excited.
Are you going?
No. No, because I think the way you described the experience is exactly what it would be like.
I popped your bubble.
That's you saved me some money there. Thank you.
Oh, buddy. Let's feel see. Horrible. This is on the Boba Fett fan club. They've got these pops up together. But look, watch when it shows them all together. It makes me feel, look, IG-88's freezing. Boba Fett's freezing now. Bossk's freezing.
That's great.
You know, that's a slow Star Wars news week when I'm calling out.
Wow, yeah, we are
not getting enough clothing. Wow. Emily Lind, always a beacon of logic, says you'll see it better on TV than you would in person.
Oh, I'm excited. I might have to.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The reaction about me seeing him for the first time come out on the TV. I think that'll be... Only 10 people will care, but I think I have to do that. I have to.
So with your anxiety about Visions, Corey.
That's right.
Have you been checking out these things on StarWars.com? Meet the ships and the vehicles? And I think there's droids and villains and goodies.
Have not.
I haven't either. I'm sort of keen just to see, just experience it with no knowledge.
Yeah. Also, I know some people were talking about this week that each short runs from like 12 to 22 minutes, depending on which one. So.
I do like this, though. I did have a look at the vehicles. I like this, the twin Star Destroyer.
Oh, is that connected?
Yeah. So I guess that's got something to do with isn't there like Sith twins in one of the stories? Twins. Maybe they've got one each.
I think that is exactly what it is, yeah.
But I want to know what this middle bit does.
Like a cannon?
Yeah, so if you're just listening to the podcast, it's sort of like a two Star Destroyers and they're joined together by this red cannon thing. Corey, I want to see it shoot.
I would love to as well, yes. It's like a little Death Star.
Yeah.
We haven't had enough of those yet.
Oh, come on. Don't be like that. Don't be like that. But, yeah, I haven't really I just haven't had the urge to go find out about all the – I just want to sort of experience it sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, especially because they're so short too. I just want to go into it not knowing much. My expectations are pretty low for it right now, so I just feel like it could surprise me.
Axadroid says you've got a link to that page still. It's StarWars.com, buddy. It'll come up straight away. It's in the news and blog section. Where they're also saying The Art of Star Wars The Mandalorian Season 2 coming this December from Phil Stozek, who's a great dude and makes a pretty fine book.
Cool. I'm excited to see... You know how all the art of books, when they would come out with the movies, they just would never show like key scenes. So like,
At least this one's going to have the surprise return of Luke Skywalker. So we'll get to see all that Plo Koon artwork that we've.
You would think. Later. You would think.
It does say culminating in the surprise return of Luke Skywalker. So,
right.
The season ended with an after credits tease for a new Disney Plus original series, The Book of Boba Fett. God, they're getting plugs in the plugs. Bloody hell, StarWars.com. You are on fire. But
the Book of Boba comes out in 2.5 months, yeah? Yeah. Wow.
Please, come out. We need something.
Wow. This is a slow news week, but, you know, Visions comes out next Wednesday. They're doing a screening for one of the episodes at the El Capitan Theater in L.A. on, I think it's like September 21st through the 27th or something. And it's after you watch Shang-Chi at the very end, they will show you a short from Visions.
So. Yeah, I'm not up for that.
Yeah. I mean, if it was the whole show, that'd be kind of cool. But for one short, yeah.
If it was just, hey, it's the whole show, and I like, it's just that, like, I'd probably do it. How long can that go for? 20? How many? 20?
It's 2.5 hours.
Oh, the whole, all Visions. Thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. That'd be sweet. So give me a little. I wouldn't mind a little break in the middle though. Get some, freshen up the drink, all that good stuff.
Okay.
Devesh asks, is Boba right after Hawkeye or before? I think it's right after then.
Jiraiya. I think this is going to be the first time that the two shows are going to go back to back, because Boba comes out December. Hawkeye won't end till the very last.
It just won't end.
It won't. The very last Wednesday of December. So they're going to be together, I think. Unless they put Star Wars on like Fridays. Well, I don't get why they wouldn't. That makes sense. Do Star Wars Fridays, do Marvel on Wednesdays. But
I think they're going to do all Wednesdays. And I hope they do, because it fits in with my schedule better.
Oh, okay. It's convenient. Well, all of Visions drops next Wednesday.
Yes. I'm trying to get a link to watch it early, but have not heard back yet, because I know other people have they've experienced it.
Yeah, I have a funny story about that after this.
Oh. All right, that's the show right there. it is a calm before the mild storm. I feel like Visions is going to come and go within the week, and we'll be sort of done talking about it.
Yeah, I really think that once Boba starts, like, it's just going to be an insane year. As soon as Boba starts, it'll be constant Star Wars news, constant things to watch and talk about. So until that point, we're definitely, 2021 has definitely been, I think, the biggest Star Wars drought since like 2014. So we're definitely a lot of waiting.
There was a 16-week cartoon series, Corey.
Oh, was that? Oh, well, shows how much I pay attention to that. Love it, though. I love Bad Batch, don't get me wrong, but I definitely forgot that was this year. So, this has been a long year, I will say. It has felt like a long year.
Long but quick, which doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
It's just getting towards the, it just, because it's just the same.
Well, I'm ready for 2022. Let's go. Like, what are we doing?
Let's go. It's going to be a crazy year, I bet.
Mando starts filming now in September, according to reports of September. At least they're going to start filming Mando. So I guess that'll come out like next fall.
I sort of think it's going to be like, there's always going to be one that runs over Christmas. So I just feel like Mando 3 will be that.
Yeah, I agree. I think that'll be.
Because isn't that how it's happened every year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it'll be Book of Boba from December to February. And then we'll get Andor from like February to June. And we'll get Kenobi from like June to, I don't know, August, I guess.
You reckon Kenobi's coming out after Andor?
Yeah, I think so.
Interesting.
Or maybe they change it up. Who knows? We'll find out. You know what I am excited for? Is that Disney Plus Day. Because like last year, the hype around that was insane. I'm excited more for that than I think Visions. Just because
the same day? Is it the same? Is it like the same type of day?
It's around the same time, yeah.
No, but is it like themed as though, like, is this the sequel to that day?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be just dropping a bunch of new stuff and talking about release dates and showing trailers. And yeah, that'll be something we'll have to live stream.
Okay. I will definitely live stream with you, Corey. Yeah. I'm hoping for, no, I'd love for good announcements, but if there's not.
It's a vibe check.
It's fine by me.
Right.
I'm majorly checked right now.
It's going to be the best.
Can't wait.
Again, it's like poetry, sort of, they rhyme.
Say?
Yeah, well, anything else? Any more Star Wars news this week? Or
okay, so Devesh says last year was the investors. It was a different thing.
Yes, it was, but they've also teased it to be like very similar. They're still going to drop a bunch of new things, so not to worry. I will say there's new Star Wars toys and Happy Meals.
What?
Yeah, they're doing.
Dude, this is huge.
Jimmy's Walt Disney.
Let me look it up.
This is not the Star Wars one, but it's in this. Star Wars is in it.
Ah, so is there Star Wars Happy Meal toys or not?
There are two. There's
killing me.
There's this Walt Disney World 50th anniversary. There's like 50 toys to get, and there's two Star Wars ones. There's R2 and BB-8. It's just Mickey Mouse though.
That's
prime content. This is what I do during my weeks when I'm doing nothing. So that's exciting.
Do you want to make the show more exciting?
I would love to.
There you go, buddy.
Mm-hmm. I saw your tweet. Yeah. I did wake up to that tweet.
Corey's now surrounded by prototype.
Here's what shocked me the most. I'm shocked that you've never actually given me one, like as like a gag gift or something. That I've been like waiting for someone to gift it to me, but no one has, and I appreciate that. But yeah, not to give any ideas. Don't do that.
Emily wants a Secret Invasion teaser at the Disney Day. That would be cool. Catherine would like it acknowledged that we're one day closer to Andor at the Disney Day. So I'm sure they'll do that.
I think we'll get an Andor trailer on Disney Day, like a teaser. Not a crazy trailer, but something that just kind of teases.
Well, Catherine Neen, the number one Andor counter downer, she'll have to do a reaction just to that, those seconds. Corey, apparently it's your birthday coming up.
In 2 months.
Okay. All right. We know what to get you.
Thank you.
Good work, Aubrey. Good work.
Oh, that's what you meant. Okay. I didn't know what she meant at first. I thought she just put that out of nowhere. And I was like, well, it's 2 months from now. But now, because of the trooper, got it.
No.
No.
All right.
Okay. All right. We've got predictions here. Oh, that's what we can do. That would just be a recipe for a vibe check to do a prediction show for the Disney Day. That is.
I will say, though, the last time I did a prediction for the Disney Day, I like my expectations were so low, and then my expectations were blown out of the water. I couldn't believe how much they announced. I was like, yeah, maybe we'll see like a Bad Batch something or other. And then they announced like 17 shows. So
it was just a rapid fire, just like, it was like a Mad Magazine article. Where they just like make up all these, like, oh, now Lando's cousin's uncle comes into it.
Right.
Like they used to have these articles in the 80s, like sort of making fun of all the connections. Yeah. And it did feel like Kathleen Kennedy was in cahoots with Alfred E. Newman. Do you know who Alfred E. Newman is, Corey?
I don't, but she's always in cahoots.
You don't know who Alfred E. Newman is?
I don't.
Right there. Do you know what my favorite new thing about Alfred E. Newman is?
Tell me.
Is that I already know you'll be scared of him.
Oh, yeah.
Right there. I'll do it. I'll get him in Star Wars.
You've had these troopers up for a long time, I have to say. This has been well over 3 minutes at this point.
It's good, isn't it?
I did see Hasbro talked about how they all have different blaster colors, too. It's an addition. A new addition to this line. Very exciting.
That is exciting, Corey.
Yeah.
All right. You ready to be horrified?
Yeah.
Here we go. Oh, wait. I don't want to do a disservice to him. I'll get rid of the troopers.
Ooh.
Do you recognize that face?
A little bit, yeah.
No way, you don't know who Alfred E. Newman is.
I don't like it, though. It is scary. Wow, he looks like a...
You don't know this dude?
Oh, yeah, from the Mad Magazine. Yeah. Got it.
I did say Mad Magazine, surely.
I think you did, yeah. I think you did. Yeah, I wouldn't have picked up on that. Thank you, though.
Another classic Corey. Hey, answer me this. Oh, here we go. There's some discourse in the chat about Corey's lack of Alfred E. Newmaning. All right, tell me this. Disney Plus Day. Happy Disney Plus Day. Would you rather that they announce a movie about a 300-year-old Yoda or a 300-year-old Grogu, baby Yoda, Yoju, if you will?
Oh, yeah, I would say Yoju.
If you will.
If you will. And I will, because I would like to see that.
And why did you go that way, buddy?
Because I don't need to see any more Yoda. Like, I've seen him enough. So let's get some new blood, you know, make things exciting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think I'd go for Yoda.
Mm.
Because I don't want them to jump forward in time. Like, there was one thing and it's because I got locked out of my Twitter account. But how we were talking about last week about that vague rumor about a new trilogy.
Oh yeah,
Oscar Isaac did say this is one of my Twitter news stories that we could have used. Bloody Twitter, whoever's Twitter. Damn bird. He did say that if he ever needed a new house, he'd consider it.
Yes. He's waiting for that Brinks truck.
Who doesn't need a new house? Who among us? Corey, could you go a new house about now?
I would love it.
Go a new house.
Hey, if they want me in Star Wars, I will do it. And if they pay me to have a new house, hear me now.
They're not going to pay you enough to rent a room in a house.
Yeah.
All righty, Corey. I feel like just check Twitter for some, just in case. Like George Lucas has just announced his.
Let me tell you something. I've been checking the whole time. I did post, if you guys want to see my tweet, I posted about Baby Yoda ascending in 70 days now. Very excited for this.
Ascending?
Yes, yeah, every day. It's been my mission to every day until he actually ascends to post about him ascending, and we're on day 70.
Sounds very religious of you, Corey.
And some could say, yeah. Very excited. Very excited for Thanksgiving Day. I don't care. Like, this year, that's what I'm thankful for. I'm not thankful for anything else. Just that.
Please! You should be thankful for other things, buddy.
I am, of course, of course. But
all right. Yeah. But, yeah. I feel like this podcast has gone on
long enough.
So, Corey, run through your plugs, buddy.
You can follow me at Corey_Wolfpack on Twitter and Instagram, as well as at The Convor Call on Twitter and Convor Call on YouTube and on Instagram. Aubrey and I are going to be doing a stream, I believe, on Saturday, and then releasing our Funko video on Friday. Listen, man, literally, because there's no news, I have to resort to Funko reviews. That is what I am doing now because there's nothing else to talk about. So hopefully people enjoy those.
Do you want something to talk about?
Always want something to talk about. Thank you for watching. Have a good one.
Corey's now surrounded by a herd of prototype Boba Fetts. He's very upset. Obey the algorithm. Honor the algorithm. hit like and all that good stuff.
You know what?
Oh, okay. What?
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I have to address this. For those who didn't see our video that we did with Steel.
Okay, you can go in between them. Hey.
Oh, I know. I'm in the perfect spot. Perfect spot.
Yeah.
I'm right in the middle. We went to Dave and Buster's, Frankensons. We went to Frankensons, and I saw this Funko Rex that like I've always wanted. I was super hyped about it. But you know what was blocking the view of that Rex was the Vader, the Rainbow Vader. And that just felt like a unfortunate thing. All right.
Good work, Corey. May that force be with you. Sunday, Monday, Corey days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Corey days. Corey day. What a day for YouTube. This content is out. Scoop along with me those Corey days.
My goodness. Oh. Emily said she's going to pop the Baby Yoda balloon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Let's try to get that money back off her.
Yes.